This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Dana Rice, a board-certified urologist from Northern Virginia and the creator of the UTI Tracker app. This app was developed to help patients and physicians optimize medical management, avoiding dysfunction in urinary tract infections. Dr. Rice, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be talking to you today.
It certainly is our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So first of all, who is affected by UTIs and voiding dysfunction?
Well, really the audience for this app is pretty much everyone who has ever had any kind of voiding difficulties. So if you're the person who has to run to the bathroom all the time and just can't quite make it, you got to go more than your friends, or there's lots of women who have had actual urinary tract infections, that burning, gotta go, can't sleep at night, have to get up all the time kind of feeling. That's who this app is targeted at. Anyone who has anything that bothers them below the belt.
If you would, get into why it is important to keep detailed logs of your urinary health and treatment plans.
So one of the biggest things is that a lot of people assume just because they're going to the bathroom a lot or they have to run to the bathroom that they automatically have an infection. And truth be told, many people are being overtreated with antibiotics for urinary tract infections. And if you keep a detailed log and you can keep patterns and behavioral tips and tricks, so basically if you have any triggers, when the water runs, when you're doing dishes, when you first get home to your house, if you can start to catalog when your symptoms are worse or why you get symptoms, then you can work with your physicians and treatment teams to figure out if you actually have a true infection or if there's other ways to help your symptoms without being treated with antibiotics.
Speaking of antibiotics, why is reducing antibiotics use so crucial?
Oh, well, that is one of the most important things that our country is going to be dealing with over the next few years. Basically, since antibiotics are becoming common day practice for every disease everywhere, what happens is that there's multi-drug resistant bacteria now. So basically, normal urinary tract infections, normal bacteria in your body that antibiotics cannot treat. So what's happening, especially I see it a lot in younger women who maybe don't go to their primary cares, but maybe go to their gynecologist or urgent cares or minute clinic type situations, if you get antibiotics for a few days, the bacteria that naturally lives in your body, be it your gut or in females in vaginas, men in prostates, what happens is the bacteria itself can morph into a resistant form. So in other words, Dr. A may give you Cipro, which is a common drug, and all of a sudden your body can't handle Cipro anymore. The bacteria that's in your body won't be treated by that antibiotic. So the next time you get an infection, if Dr. B gives you Cipro, you may not get treated. And ultimately what can happen is that by getting overtreated for urinary tract infections or treated multiple times with antibiotics, you can develop resistance and you can actually need IV antibiotics or hospital stays to be treated for your problem.
And that is some eye-opening information without a question. Today we are speaking with Dr. Dana Rice, a board-certified urologist from Northern Virginia and the creator of the UTI Tracker app here on eHealth Radio's Urology and Technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Rice, how can simple behavioral changes prevent urinary tract infections?
Yeah, well, one of the most important things is people really need to make sure that they're emptying their bladder regularly. If you can get yourself in a good habit of drinking lots of water, emptying your bladder, and paying attention to your body triggers, you can end up fixing a lot of symptoms that people mistake for urinary tract infections, and you can also help prevent UTIs in the long run. And the app is really useful. It gives you sort of point-and-click methods on how to do this. It gives you voiding timed reminders. Basically, you get a subtle text message that says, hey, please remember to go to the bathroom. And it also helps create diaries and log symptoms. So when you go into your medical provider, you can print out a calendar for yourself or your provider and say, this is how many times I urinated, this is when my symptoms are, here it is, all nice and organized, because it's very hard to remember between doctor visits all of your bathroom habits and all of your behavioral habits when it comes to urination.
Now, as we stated earlier, you created the UTI Tracker app. How can the UTI Tracker app help patients and physicians?
Well, from a physician standpoint, and part of the reason why I created it is because I see so many people who just aren't educated about their urinary health. They get bits and pieces here and there from friends or fragmented information from Dr. Google, and they don't realize exactly what's going on with their body. So the education center, the over-the-counter management strategies that are listed in the app are very helpful for education for patients. So it helps. And this app helps you do that in an organized Excel sheet that patients can literally print out and bring into the physician. So for physicians, it lets you sort of catalog all the information that you need and gives your patient an organized way to print it out. And then for patients, urinary tract infections and voiding dysfunction don't happen between 9 to 5 most of the time. Generally, this is a, oh, no, it's Saturday night, 2 a.m., I'm very uncomfortable. And the app lets you know how to sort of manage your pain over the counter, when it's an emergency to call your physician, what needs to be treated, what doesn't need to be treated, what can hold off until tomorrow morning. It basically lets patients empower themselves in their treatment strategies, and it helps patients and physicians work together very well in an organized format.
Well, Dr. Rice, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Very informative, and of course, the UTI Tracker app can help in all these regards per our discussion today. So thanks for introducing that to the audience. Where can listeners download the app and get further information accordingly?
Oh, great. Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, we are currently on Twitter, we are on Facebook, and we are on Instagram at UTI Tracker. We also have a website, utitracker.com. And to download the app, we are in the App Store and on Google Play. So you can find us or link through any of those websites or go directly to your iTunes or Google Play Store to find the app.
Easy enough. Well, again, Dr. Rice, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Wishing you all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
And the pleasure's certainly been ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Dana Rice, a board-certified urologist from Northern Virginia and the creator of the UTI Tracker app that was developed to help patients and physicians optimize medical management, avoiding dysfunctions and urinary tract infections. And for all the details, visit utitracker.com. Also visit the appropriate mobile app location stores to pick up your UTI Tracker app today. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.